to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's a great joy to share a few moments with Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well. I wonder if you've heard the old Celtic fisherman's prayer. Dear God, be good to me. The sea is so wide and my boat is so small. It's reported that President John F. Kennedy had a bronze plaque on his desk in the Oval Office with that fisherman's prayer on it. Be good to me. The sea is so wide and my boat is so small. Well, the prayer, an old one, has become very popular for boats and ships. A little boat in the vast ocean can be a very fragile thing. It can be frightening for those on board, of course, when the seas get rough. There was a story we read in Luke chapter 8 of Jesus getting into the boat with his disciples. Let's go across the other side of the lake. And so they went out and he went to sleep on board. A windstorm came. The boat was filling with waters and the disciples were petrified, were perishing. And he got up and Jesus woke up and rebuked the wind. There was this calm and he said, "Where's your faith?" And they said, "Who is this that commands even the winds and the water obey him?" This story, it reminds me that God understands that we can lose our way of in life in the rough sea. If you've ever been through that, I'm not talking about a physical storm, but a storm of life, and we think we're going to be overwhelmed. Storms can blow up in our lives. The calm waters can become very threatening. And I think of life, how small I can be, or I am, compared to the world that I live in. And I think everyone can understand, because we know that life is not totally free of storms or some chaos. It's easy to have faith when things are going well, isn't it? Things are going good. Like the saying, there's no atheists in foxholes. It's when things get messed up and there's real trouble that we suddenly discover, I need help. Lord, help me. So in times of trouble, I need to remember that Jesus is in the boat of life. He's with me. I don't expect him to be sleeping while I sink. And sometimes it's hard for me to picture him there holding out his hand to calm the storm down. And sometimes I've just got to be there like the disciples and ride out that storm. I'm never alone. No matter how well prepared or experienced I might be, storms are going to happen. What is it? Storms can knock us off course emotionally, psychologically, and events that can happen. And Jesus is, as he was with the terrified disciples, even though he was asleep, they cried out, "Don't you care about us?" It sounds like a question we might ask in the midst of the times we go through. Don't you care about me, God? Don't you care what happens to me? And Jesus says, "Peace, be still." And that's a message intended for the disciples. And he rebukes them. "Haven't you got faith?" And they were rather stunned by this. Who is this man? You know, it was Oswald Chambers who used to say, there's no mistake when God speaks to us in the language we know best, not through our ears, but through our circumstances. He said that's how often how God works in our lives. And that's true, isn't it? That God can speak to us through our friends, through people that we can trust, because life is unpredictable. We can feel at mercy of the storm that might come. And now I'm talking perhaps of a financial crisis, illness, or someone dies in your family, or breakdown in a relationship. They're the sort of things that can become the waves and the storm around us. These poor disciples out in the sea, they thought they were going to die, and they called out to Jesus. The words, I think, of Isaiah 43 can still apply to us today. This is God's promise. "Don't be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. For when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown." That's from Scripture, from Isaiah 43. And that's the experience of many people down through history, Christian people who've gone through difficult times. The promise of God holds good for us today. Lord, be good to me. The sea is so wide, but Lord, my boat is so small. You might feel that going through life now, you're only a small person, but God understands. Heavenly Father, we want to know the truth, because in you, truth will set us free, free from our fear. Lord, we know that in your wisdom, you have provided answers. Give us some answers today. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.